Good evening, class, and welcome to level 2. Now that you have mastered and you know the alphabet, why not try Adon Olam? This evening, we're not going to be doing the prayer Adon Olam. Instead, we're going to be mastering the prayer called Ein Kelokeinu. The only sheet that I'm going to be giving out is the sheet for Ein Kelokeinu. Do you have that? It's a long prayer. And I have a couple extra copies here for you. I made 25 copies just in case. Just like if you want, you can keep on putting. Okay, that's Ein Kelokeinu.
Why are you saying Ein Kelokeinu when it's Ein Kelokeinu?
I apologize. I will explain that to you in a second. It's, in fact, the prayer is Ein Kelokeinu. It is Ein Kelokeinu. Actually, Irving, that sheet that I gave you is one which I'm going to be handing out later, and I apologize. This is the one we're going to be working on first, okay? You'll see that there are, on the left side, are the translation to this prayer. There's a very meaningful and moving prayer that it's a very nice prayer to begin lesson level 2 because... there's a lot of repetition in this prayer, and it's also a song that a lot of people are familiar with because it's at the end of the service on the Sabbath, on the Shabbat. So what we're going to do is discuss very briefly the meaning of the prayer, and then we're going to read the prayer, sing it, and then again discuss this prayer in greater detail, focusing on prefixes and suffixes and root words as well. Okay? Fine. We're going to begin by reading this prayer, which again is called Ein Kelokeinu. Okay? The reason why I said it in a different way, which in fact was a mistake, but it's because I was accustomed to saying it a different way, is the word Eloheinu is God's name. So therefore, sometimes you may hear people not say God's name, rather they say, change one of the letters so that it no longer sounds like God's name. It's no longer saying God's name.
Like but Hashem or something.
Exactly. That's exactly the idea. But of course, my mistake was when you're teaching Hebrew, you never teach it in a way which makes it more confusing. So therefore, I apologize. So we're going to say the prayer called Ein Kelokeinu, which means, Ein means there is no one, Ke, the letter, which is this letter, which makes a K sound, is a prefix. A prefix in English is a letter or a series of letters before a root of a letter, of a word, which gives it different meaning, or adds to the meaning of the word. So, ki means like. And you can see on our sheet, our handout, the word like is a prefix. The ka is a prefix. Eloheinu, Elohe is God. And then underneath is nu. Whenever you see the word nu, it means what? What does it say? Our. And nu is at the end of the word of Elokeinu, or Eloheinu, excuse me. Therefore, the word nu, me, is a suffix. In Hebrew, there is a root. We always try to find the root of the word, the key. And it's usually three letters. Not always. But generally speaking, it's three letters. So what we're going to do now is we are going to sing this prayer together, and maybe you're familiar with the song, and then afterwards we're going to read it and then get a little bit more meaning behind it. Does anyone know a tune for this prayer called Ein Kelokeinu? Would you like to introduce it to us?
Ein Kadoneinu, Ein Kimalkeinu, Ein Kimoshienu.
That's the first four lines. Now we're to the next part, next four lines, which starts off with the word me. Remember we asked for way back when you were in the level one class that we had the word me. Does anyone remember what that word means? So it says over here, it starts with a question. Me. Who? Who is Keloheinu, is like our God? Who is like Adoneinu, like our master? Who is like Malkeinu, our king? Okay? Who is our Moshiinu? Who is our savior? All right? Now, generally speaking, what we could do is when we're now going to say that we're going to see the next four lines, and then we're going to go back to the third line that we're going to sing together. Okay, we're up to the words, Mi Keloheinu. Does everyone see where we are? Let's sing it together. Mi Keloheinu, Mi Kadoneinu, Mi Kimalkeinu, Mi Kimoshienu. Now if you stop, the word me meant what? What was the start of a question? Who? Who is ki? What is the letter ki? It's the prefix. Who is like? And the end of the word is nu. Nu always means our. Nu. If you look at mi kim malkeinu, if you remove the prefix, the ka, and you remove the suffix nu, you're left with three letters, which is melech. A melech is a king. A melech is a king. And my daughter, my oldest daughter, extra credit if you know my daughter's name, my oldest daughter's name. Malka. And what does Malka mean? If melech is a king, Malka is a
queen.
That's exactly right. Malka means queen. And melech means king. Okay? But we say, Mi kim malkeinu. Who, ki, is like melech malkeinu. Nu, our melech. Who is like our king? That's what we're saying. Who is like our king? We're up to the next stanza. No deh. Okay? Let's say it. Everyone with me? No deh leloheinu. No deh ladoneinu. Now you'll notice something very interesting. There's almost exactly the same. We have the first letter in Ein Keloheinu, which we learned in level one, was the letter Aleph. The next letter, after the first four lines, you get to Mi Keloheinu, which is Ma. And then Nodeh starts off with this sound, na. Is everyone with me? Ma. And then the nun, which is here. Amen. Amen. When do we say amen? We say amen at the end of a blessing. That's an acrostic that we just did.
But it's using the nun instead of the nun sofit.
Correct. Very good. Because it's the same letter, but just as we learned in level one, this and this are the same sound.
Is that mem and mem sofit also?
Yeah. We call it the final ma. Okay? But you have the ma and the final ma, so it's the same thing. Na, and we're going to learn in level one, the final... Thank you. Right underneath it, I couldn't find it. My hand was there, covering it. No, no. Okay? But it's the same letter, but as an acrostic, it's the same spelling that Amen, which is what we say at the end of a blessing. In fact, it's interesting that in Judaism, it's cyclical, which means that we don't just finish something and we say, okay, let's move on, or let's go on to the next thing. When we finish on Simchat Torah, we finish the entire Torah. What do we do on Simchat Torah after we finish the last book of Moses, of Deuteronomy? We go right back to Bereshit, to Genesis. Because the way that Jewish philosophy and Torah is it never ends. That when you end, You should go back to the beginning because there's always more to learn. There's more layers to accomplish. There's never ending. And therefore, this is one of the meanings of this prayer. Because we say this prayer at the very end of our service. But the truth is, even though we're done with the Sabbath service, which is this toward the end of the Shabbat service, we are not done praying to God and singing His praises. And if you look at this acrostic, what did we say the first letters spell? Amen. And then what is the letter, what is the word right after this song that we just sang of No Dela Moshe'enu? Baruch. Baruch means bracha. A bracha. A blessing. Which means that right after we say amen to a blessing, what are we supposed to do immediately right afterwards? Say
amen.
You say amen. After you say amen, what are you supposed to do? Stop and finish? End of the day? Retire? Say another bracha. Baruch. Mm-hmm. Another blessing. Begin with another blessing. Another blessing. Amen. Baruch. Finished a bracha? We answer amen. Baruch. Because it never ends. And learning never ends. And therefore, even though you master level one, or you're in the middle of learning level one, you never end because you can always learn more. And that's the greatness of Torah Judaism, is that we believe that no matter who you are, you can always learn even more. So that's why I'm so glad that we're all here today. We're up to Nodeh. Nodeh Leloheinu, Nodeh Ladoneinu, Nodeh Limalkeinu, Nodeh Lemoshienu, Baruch Eloheinu, Baruch Adoneinu, Baruch Malkeinu, Baruch Moshienu. Atahu Eloheinu, Atahu Adoneinu, Atahu Malkeinu, Atahu Moshienu. That's the end of the song. Okay, that's the end of the song. Yeah, that's a very difficult sentence that we don't wish to tackle. Okay? Now, at this point, I want to say that there's a tremendous amount of material. There's a tremendous amount of material that we can cover, all right, for this lesson, all right. And I also have a lot of homework assignments to give for level two. My concern is that we are on maybe not up to that part. Okay. So what I'd like to do, with your permission, is because of the structure of the class, is if we're able, if everyone's comfortable with it, if we'd be able to next week when we come back, that we'll begin where we left off at the level one, but then I will also incorporate toward the end another prayer that we'll be able to sing together, okay? And this way we'll be able to incorporate a little bit of level two as well. But if I would show you all these different, there's like another 30 words that I have to master, it's just going to get too confusing and too overwhelming. All right. So if it's okay, I apologize, but I appreciate your enthusiasm, and I have no problem sticking around, but I just don't want to confuse matters.
Too much to digest.
There's a very important expression. Sometimes less is more. Okay. But if you are interested, I can give you some materials and stuff like that. And if you may be interested in learning more than what we've learned, the first level.
I wanted to know how to say the letters, know the names of the letters, know the names of the vowels. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Say that again. Say that again.
Say it again.
What is your interest?
The names of the letters, the names of the vowels.
Mm-hmm.
We won't be able to say them, I guess we're going to be doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be achieved by when I do ask you a question, you could blurt it out to me and I
right.
can write it down. Okay. I don't want to keep up with everybody else.
No, that's fine. That would be fine.
When I think of the next one, I have like olive bean at home before that allows.
Okay. This the olive bean is very similar to the reshit bina. It's just a different, book. But that's they chose these the experts here that made this program chose this. But I certainly can introduce if you want. I can just just quickly go over the letters that we did, and then we'll stop for the day, okay, Eric? I appreciate you guys sticking around and stuff.
Oh, I have one here.
I have a pencil.
I have a pencil too. You want a pencil or a pen?
Pen's fine.
Okay. So we're focusing on what we did in level one. Okay, and what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna show you what's on this chart because you have the exact same one. And I have extra copies, so if you want a blank one, I can give you another one. Whatever you want, I have a bunch of copies of everything. This letter was an olive. This letter
iron.
Very good, it's an iron, right. This?
Vase.
Why you guys know your stuff? Vase?
Vase.
Vase, right?
Vase with
the mem.
Mem.
Because it's mem.
How do you spell base and vase? B-E-S and V-E-S?
I'll just say the sound. I'm not sure how to write it. I don't know how to transliteration.
Yes,
base.
Base.
But base Yaakov is not just the letter base.
No,
base.
I'm saying base.
Base means base, house.
House, I understand that, but base is how it's translated. The base letter
means
but.
Right. That's the first letter of that name.
The name of the letter is the same as the word house, phonetically.
Right. That's
phonetically, true. But not literally.
Correct. Okay. Exactly right. Base, vase, mem. Do you want to work on the ones which we didn't really touch upon, which is glossed over as well?
Just the ones that we did, but we did enough.
I mean, we did this. This is a test.
Test, right.
We did that?
Not really.
Not really, no.
Sort of, okay. And then a dollar?
You know, I'm apologizing, because what I want to do is I want to tell we that this program is not the way it is done as though you're an Israeli, okay? Right. So let's go back. I want to make, because... you have to change the sound. What I said is correct, but I want to say the way it's supposed to be taught, which is the right way of pronunciating these words. Aleph, ayin, bet. Because you said bays. You're right. But that's not in Israel, or if you go to 90%, if I dare say that, of Jewish community day schools, they're taught bet, vet. Okay?
It's on here, though.
What's there? What's on the sheet?
The pronunciation.
The actual... He wants the names of the letters. Like, for example, the letter X. The letter W.
I should be able to recite the Hebrew alphabet at the end of this, because I still can't.
You will. And the sheet that I gave you is not the correct order. I can get you that sheet as well, which I don't have on me. Okay? Bet. Vet. Mem. That we had. Tet. Tet. Yeah. But I apologize about
it. I'm going to stick to the Ashkenazi thing. I've got that into my system over the last couple of years, and I don't want to erase it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the difference between that took quite a while.
There's two basic differences between Ashkenaz and Sephardi. One is the pronunciation of these two vowels. We're doing it, we're doing everything in the Sephardi way, which... But if you go to an Ashkenazic synagogue, they do it the Ashkenaz way. So I'm encouraging you to do the way you do, but I have an obligation to teach it the way that they want me to teach it. That's what they instructed me to do. Okay? So in Sephardi, this is an ah and ah. In Ashkenaz, this is an ah. But we're teaching it as ah, ah. Okay?
I'll keep my voice low, not to offend.
The other difference is this letter and this letter.
Right.
Because this is which we didn't do yet.
Right.
Tough, suff. But they, even if there's no dot in there, they still say it as though it's a tough.
Tough.
That's why this is weak. If you would ask an Ashkenaz Jew, they would say this is a bays. Right. A bays. Right. But it's really a... They call it a bet. We didn't do that today, but this is going to be the gimel. Okay. All right, so let's just do the ones we did today, okay? And then the one which has a dent in it is a dalid.
Dalid?
Dalid.
Okay.
Dalid.
Can you throw in these two for the same price?
Yeah. Tough.
And soft.
Suck.
What would it be Ashkenazi?
They It's also Saf.
Yeah.
But the Sephardim, the way we say it, is a Kaf and a Saf is the exact same sound.
Kaf and Saf. Right.
You'll see it says right here, Ashkenazi sounds like S.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
I didn't see that right.
It's fine. But we are not we're not educating people that way in America.
We do it the Ashkenazi way, right?
We do it the Sephardi way.
Oh, we are doing the Sephardi way?
That's right? The way that it's being taught in to all children in all schools.
Really? Why is that?
What? I have a theory of the reason why. The reason is, who do you think teaches it?
Israelis.
Israelis.
And the other theory is, there's going to be no Jews in America in 100 years anyhow, so it's going to be Israelis.
There you go.
Oh, I can see.
But there are issues if you're teaching Ashkenazi children that way, but nonetheless, that's the way it's
being... What do you think Shia teach kids? Ashkenazi? No. Sephardic?
Yeah.
Well, really, most of the kids are really Sephardic here, right?
It doesn't matter. If you go to almost any day school, any yeshiva, they teach it this way. The only difference is if you go to like a post-high school, like on 129th, they'll teach it Ashkenaz way.
Yeah.
But the way that day schools are teaching is Sephard, mostly because they're all Israelis.
But like the Torah, how do they teach it? Ashkenazi, right?
So in a sense, the Sephardic way has become the Israeli way. The Israeli way is the Sephardic way.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Say it that far.
Exactly. Okay. That's the idea. That's true. Yeah. But anyway, that's not something which we're doing today anyway. So that's a bonus for you. Dalid, rounded at the right, is a resh.
Oh, dalid. That's a
dent.
Dalid.
It has a dent in it. This is a resh.
That's a
dalid. It's rounded at the right. Now, mind you, this is because you requested it. The program encourages people that, because you're more familiar, the program encourages just to focus on the sounds.
Right.
Because the letters is just a whole nother thing.
No,
but if you're...
I want to do it the way that the outreach program wants you to do it, not the... mix it up. Then you can
So close your ears for this. This is an extra credit.
Oh.
Okay? Hey!
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 Oh, sorry.
Hey! Remember the chuppah? It's a chet. The chet.
By the way,
is
hey,
H-E-A
or
H-A-Y?
Just
hey.
Up there.
Hey. I don't know. It's a good question, because if you take a sitter, a transliterated sitter, it's fascinating to see
what they do,
because... it's based on sound. It's not a real word. They're nonsense words. But when you read them, it sounds like you're reading Hebrew, but you're just translating. So it's interesting what vowels, English vowels they choose.
Okay.
Hey, chet. What else do we have?
The final mem.
Mem sofit. Sof means the end. So you're going to end up seeing... there's a few letters which are the ends. Mem sofit, nun sofit, fei sofit, tsadi sofit.
That's basically it.
Nun sofit.
That's tsadi sofit all the way left hand corner there? Sorry.
Yeah. It's right next to these. But those are the letters that we did today, correct?
Yes.
We didn't do any more. That's a lot. We did a lot today. You want to know the names of the vowels?
Sure.
Okay. This is even harder to remember. Patach.
What?
Patach.
Patach. So it's patach.
Yeah.
Patach.
Patach.
Patach. Patach. Okay. And then the next one must be something with a in it.
Komatz. Komatz.
I'm going to get confused. I'm leaving. I'm confused. I just want to go.
Comments,
that's all I remember.
It's
an off. Anyhow, go
ahead, right?
Segel?
Okay.
Segel.
That's
it. Segel.
Segel.
Okay, right. Okay, segel, right?
What
do you think this one is?
There's no sound.
Shva.
Shva.
Shva. But there's no sound, so like.
Right. And then the E is...
Chirik.
Chirik. Okay,
Chirik. Does that sound familiar?
Chirik. Yeah. Is simple. And
then those are cholam.
Cholam. Cholam.
Like, yeah. Cholam. Have a good night.